I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hour two of the show, Amy Marxkors, Chris Ranji. We are happy to have you with us on this Tuesday. And every Tuesday at this time, we talk to Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. And we know that if you're listening, you are concerned about your finances, isn't everybody? We bring in Dave Simons. How's it going, Dave?
I'm fabulous. Chris, how are you, sir?
We are doing okay. So
I'm here, Dave.
Well, you too, Amy. What's your name? Amy. Amy, that's
I just had my feelings hurt for a little bit there.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I noticed, like, oh, he didn't say hi to Amy.
I know.
I wonder if he's upset with her.
No, just always jealous of her running capabilities. Aww. But we're still friends. We are still friends.
So, Dave.
That's true.
Dave, we're back to, I guess, what you would call record-setting levels in this quarter, in the economy. So, tell us what's going on in the background. Are there birds?
Are you in a forest?
Oh, yeah. You can hear that. So I'm out on my deck, and we've got beautiful, big, thick trees. Because today at the Simons household is get all the highly skilled workers to come in and fix things.
Okay.
Awesome. That's today.
This is how you know you should listen to Dave Simons about your finances, because he's doing well. He has a deck.
He has a deck. And it sounds serene.
It does.
And it's gold. It's gold plated.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
It's heavy.
So so we're back to record highs again. What's been going on?
You know, I tell you, it's amazing. I have managed money through virtually every market cycle, including the horrible 2000s on the bad side, on the good side through the great internet days of the mid and late 90s. Let me tell you something. I have never seen this kind of market activity compressed in such a short amount of time. You had a market that fell about 20% back from late February and into April. We have made that up and then some back to all-time highs in a matter of weeks. This is the quickest turnaround in the history of the U.S. stock market. It's been amazing. And it shows you once again, don't try to time this. Nobody has a clue what is going to happen in the market tomorrow. And I guarantee there were people who were panicking and cashing out back in March and April, and it's too late. They didn't catch the upside. And I've always said, if there was a hall of fame for investors, they would not have a wing that said the great market timers, because they don't exist.
Yeah.
That would not happen. So this is a great lesson. But we can talk about kind of quickly the reasons for this great turnaround. And frankly, I'll go back to the beginning of the year, guys. The enthusiasm that Wall Street had about what they perceived to be a business-friendly, market-friendly president back in Donald Trump. So there was all this enthusiasm strictly on the business and economic side. But it didn't turn out, as we now know. He started talking about very draconian tariffs. He started going after and a lot of childish name-calling of the Fed chairman, Jay Powell. Market doesn't like that stuff. So surprisingly, it started to really correct and almost crash, as you know, in a short amount of time. Well, that stuff seems to have been gone. Not the name calling of Powell. We've kind of just learned to live with it. But the tariffs have been pulled back, a lot of 90-day pauses. And now that the big, beautiful bill perhaps is closer to becoming to reality, Wall Street is back to loving life.
Yeah, it seems completely unpredictable, capricious, volatile, whatever you want to say. And so, but throughout history, it's pretty much always been this chaotic, right?
No question. When I used to do seminars, I always played a little game at the beginning, and I had a great deal of fun with it. And I picked a five-year period from 1971 to 75. And I would say this. I would start with 1971, and I would list like the most important six, seven, eight things that happened in the world that was going on around the world or economically, unemployment and all this. And then I would say, okay, everybody in the audience, write down whether you think the market was up or down. And I would do that for 5 years, 71 to 75. I would have out of 100 people in the audience, maybe three got all five right. And not very many even got four. The point there is I could give you all the data in advance and I would say all this is going to happen and you still don't exactly know if that means the market's going up or down. So as we fast forward to today, if I would have told you earlier this year, you know, Israel is actually going to go after Iran. Ooh. Oh, and here's one better. The U.S. is actually going to get involved. And for the first time, we're going to fly B-2s over there. Oh, geez, that's not good. And oh, by the way, we're going to slap like 25% tariffs and the market's going to really freak out. Your answer would not be, oh, and I bet we're at all-time highs at the end of June. Nobody would say that. So you can't know. And so this is, once again, I get back to this, a lesson for all investors long-term. Don't follow the headlines in building your portfolio. You have your own unique goals and objectives, and you have your own risk tolerance. Build it out based on that and stay invested.
So if this bill does end up passing, what are the, as far as you can tell, what would the implications be if you're somebody close to retirement, or even if you're not, even if you're somebody who is younger and just getting into it and getting into investing right now, what do you think would happen?
So this is just Dave Simon speaking, my own personal opinion, of course, because I think there's plenty of good things in this bill and plenty of things that I really don't like. On the good side, from an economic and investment standpoint, this is actually bullish. We are going to see an extension of the so-called Trump tax cuts. The market likes that. That's one of the main reasons why we're seeing back to record highs. That's very bullish. There's also some things for businesses, especially small businesses. I'm really excited about some of these things because small cap stocks have really lagged in recent years. Now we're starting to see small cap stocks do well because of the anticipation that the entrepreneurial spirit in this country is going to see a recharge. That's all good. So in answer to your actual question, Chris, about what is this for investors, I think it's good in the near term. What I don't like, man, this just kills me, is this addition to our long-term debt. Mm. By all projections, we are adding trillions of dollars more over the next few years. Backers of the bill say, no, you got it wrong, because there will be so much more business created that we're going to get a surplus. Maybe. I'm not closing the door on that, but I've seen this book written before, and the final chapter is always not quite as rosy as they try to tell you in the prelude. So I really believe that longer term, we are going to have to face this monstrous, gargantuan amount of debt. It's not affecting us today. tomorrow, maybe even next year. But down the road, we've got to get a handle on this. And this big, beautiful bill does not address it.
Well, Dave, apropos of nothing, but while I have you on the phone, from your financial planning side of things, you know, it's funny. I grew up in a pretty traditional household, and my mom and dad met when they were, well, in high school. So they built a life together. They had nothing. And I've always taken for granted that when you get married, like I said, the two become one. You have the same bank account. You're building a life together. You combine that, whether both people are work or one parent stays home, the other works. It never even crossed my mind that that's not how a married couple would do things. Now that I'm older, when you talk to couples getting married who are maybe 40, 45, 50, and maybe one person in that relationship has kids and the other person doesn't, but they've both worked hard and built their wealth, what do couples do? Do they combine their bank accounts? Like, it kind of hit me, like, I've never thought this through as what would adults do. Do you see a lot of separate bank accounts? Do you see combined bank accounts?
Yeah, that's a great question, Amy, because it really does run the gamut for second, even third marriages. And It really depends on age. So if somebody's first marriage did not last long, it didn't work out, and they get remarried still in their 20s or even early 30s, typically almost all the time, there will be a co-joining of assets again, just like it's their first marriage. But if you're divorced and you've been separated for a while, and then you get remarried, let's say in your 50s, You might have that one joint account just for check writing. But for the most part, I would say more than half of those couples at that age will keep things separate.
You know, it's so interesting too, Dave. And I know this gets into, like, you know, therapy type talk, but it's funny because I feel like, well, why wouldn't you combine? But combining also feels weird at the same time. I just hadn't thought through this.
Yeah, it really does. There's not necessarily a right or wrong answer, because from a pure financial standpoint, as I look at it to say, well, okay, you guys do what you want from an emotional standpoint and a personal standpoint, but as the financial advisor, this is the better way to do it. There really isn't necessarily a good or bad way. Other than this, if we're putting everyone on the couch now and I'm playing financial counselor, if you will, I would say, do not do this in secret though. So keep, if you want to keep separate checking accounts, and so that person over there, if they want to buy a pair of new shoes and don't have to ask permission of their new 52-year-old spouse, I say go for it. That's fine. But be careful to a certain degree where you're just keeping everything secret, because that tends to bleed into other parts of the marriage. That's what I have seen in my experience. So separate is fine, but still try to be open about things and everything in front of you.
Dave Simons, great stuff as always. We'll talk next week.
Chris, thank you. Oh, and Amy, Thank you as well.
See,
thank you,
she was
going to
be sad. Dave Simons, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth, with us here on the Chris and Amy show. We are going to talk some Cardinals baseball. Don't worry. We're going to get to the Cards. They will play tonight against Pittsburgh. Chip Carey is going to join the show at 10:30 today. We are glad you are with us, and you know that 100 Acts of Kindness is happening here on this show in partnership with Jerry Kelly. Something we want to tell you about next on KMOX.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you, and Chris Ranji needs your help because he does not have a real ID, and he is supposed to take a little plane ride later this week. Here's what I told him.
I'll just drive.
He's going to be fine. They have a separate line right now at the airport for people who don't have real IDs or passports.
I ain't going through all that.
And he can go to that separate line, which will not slow you down. It will not be a rigmarole.
I think it's going to be a whole rigmarole.
It's not going to be a rigmarole. You're not going to get strip searched, although it would go quickly if you didn't wear underpants.
The way I do it now.
So if you have flown recently since the real ID deadline without a real ID, can you just let us know what Ron should expect?
Is he going to be probed? I don't want to be probed.
Like the aliens?
Well.
Don't say it.
I don't want to be. I feel like if anybody's going to probe you.
Yeah.
Who's going to be more efficient than a life form like that? You probably won't even know that you've been probed.
An alien?
Yeah, you'll have a vague recollection of it.
Are you thinking of ET's, like, finger?
Whoa! No!
What are you talking about?
Not ET's, the thing with the light? That's not what that was? That wasn't the colonoscopy device, was it? Is that where they got the idea from?
I don't know.
That's not it.
Oh.
I'm saying that they are so advanced, it would not feel invasive at all.
I feel like it would. I feel like any type of probing is by nature fundamentally invasive.
Not a life form that's thousands of years more advanced than us.
At any rate, I said I believe Ranj will be able to fly. I'm like 98% sure. There's a separate line at Lambert for people who don't have passports or real IDs, you know, real losers like Ranji.
That's me.
And that he'll be allowed to fly. They just have to take him to the special line.
I did one time. I flew, went to Arizona. And
got caught in the haboob.
Not the same time as the haboob.
Oh. Okay.
This was pre-haboob.
Okay.
So I'm in line to get on the plane. Mm-hmm. And they look at my ID and they say, you know, this is expired.
Oh.
And because my birthday had just happened like 3 days before.
So you
and
have
I said,
a history
no.
of being bad at this.
Right.
Yeah.
So I went, no, I didn't know that. And they said, well, it's fine. You can still fly. You just have to go to this line over here. And then they really get into it. They swabbed your hands for the bomb residue, you know, to make sure you weren't doing anything.
I feel like if you were going to do something like a bomb or something, like I feel like you would try to not have your license expired so that way you don't draw attention to yourself.
Exactly.
Like, you wouldn't show up with an expired license.
Exactly. Like, that doesn't... You're absolutely right about that.
Why would you possibly draw attention to yourself?
You would have all of your... You would have everything buttoned up.
Absolutely. Right. You would be very efficient through TSA.
Like, let's say that you've got in your car a person in the trunk, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Drive 20 miles over the speed limit? No. You're going to drive exactly the speed limit or maybe a mile over.
If you're exactly the speed limit, that says I'm trying not to get pulled over.
Yeah. So like maybe three miles over, because it's not going to pull
you
over.
But having an expired license at TSA, if you're going to do something bad, is like having a body in your trunk and then like lighting a candle so the trunk smokes. And you're like, why would you want the trunk to smoke if you've got a body in there?
Let's see. You know what? This is exactly
right.
Has
anyone come through yet? 314-436-7900. Have you? Probably because you are the last person in Missouri that doesn't have a real ID.
This texter says, tell him to use his passport. Well, here's a problem with the passport.
He doesn't have one.
I have one. It's expired.
Yeah. You may as well not have one. Didn't you have one? It's like 15 years expired.
That's correct.
Yes.
I got the passport and I never used it once.
I'm going to give our PSA. I do think this. I think we should replace Monday regrets, which, by the way, you guys are not helping. You've done a very poor job.
No, nobody's regretful when they listen to the show.
No one's giving us regrets. I think we should replace Monday regrets with something like PSAs from Chris and Amy. Here's my PSA. Everyone go get a passport, even if you have no plans. If you have no plans to travel, let's say you don't even want to leave the country. One, it's kind of cool to have a passport. Makes you feel like Jason Bourne.
It really does.
It's exciting. Two, you feel proud seeing the United States of America on your passport.
Mm-hmm.
Three, anytime you need any kind of photo ID, it's the golden ticket. It really is like a master key when it comes to photo IDs. So my PSA for today, you know who I told this to? Andrew of the Dave Glover Show. Said, I don't care, Andrew, if you're not going to travel, if you don't want to travel, get your passport. And he agreed that it is exciting to have one. Man, it feels so good. It's kind of like that first page with your picture on it. It's like extra thick. It doesn't bend. And you're holding it in your hand. It's got that nice weight to it. It's that nice blue. It says United States of America. Ugh.
Didn't somebody,
get yourself a passport.
I thought I read just recently, like within the last 24 hours, that they don't stamp anymore.
They don't. Oh, I of dumb. All of my travels... Israel, Switzerland, UK, Scotland, Wales, Canada. I have no stamps. No stamps. You just scan it.
That's awful.
It's a bummer. Australia. I didn't even get a stamp for Australia.
Oh, jeez. So, Amy, you want to tell people about Covenant House? Because
we
have been doing 100 Acts of Kindness with Jerry Kelly.
Yesterday, we spoke with some of the directors of Covenant House, and it's absolutely amazing the work that they do. So Covenant House, it's a place, it's a safe haven for youth who are at risk, who run away, trafficked, experiencing homelessness. Pretty moving, heart-wrenching stories, Ranj, that trafficking is going on right now, right here in St. Louis, of young people, whether it's sex trafficking or other types, and that's happening right here. And Covenant House is a place where these kids can go and stay short-term or long-term, even if they're struggling with addiction, if they've run away from an unsafe home and then have no place to go, they can stay here. And it's not just a place to stay, which is huge, but they're supported. They're surrounded by loving people. They have counseling. They have therapy. Then they have education opportunities, on-the-job training, career training, showing kids that there's a future, that you do have options. The best way I can describe it is when you have kids in really bad situations where maybe even a kid goes into a bad like sex worker situation, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't have any other options, or they make bad decisions with crime or drugs. It's because they feel alone and they feel like they have no other options. And Covenant House embraces these kids and says, you're not alone, you are loved, and you have options. You have a great future ahead of you. So it's very cool. So you can go to covenanthousemo.org. covenanthousemo.org. We want to support them this week as our charity that we're going to highlight, the work they do in the state of Missouri is unbelievable. I highly recommend it. You could also volunteer. You can volunteer time. They have the sleep out the night before Thanksgiving, I believe, where you can experience homelessness yourself and sleep on the street with the Covenant House. So it's in a controlled environment, but really cool work that they're doing. And you can give money, but you can also volunteer.
We'll be highlighting them all week. And again, we hope that you participate in 100 Acts of Kindness. It could be something very simple. We've been telling you this now for weeks. It doesn't have to be any grand gesture. Just be nice. Do something nice. And if you would like to highlight somebody who has done something kind and you think they deserve that recognition, tell us about them. 314-436-7900. Go ahead and text in, or on the Odyssey app, leave us a voice message.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji, hello and welcome if you're just now tuning into the show. Guess what? Cardinals play tonight. They've got a pregame show here on KMOX at 4:45. 5:40 is the first pitch. They will continue their series against the Pirates. And we are joined now by television announcer for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. It is Chip Carey who joins us on the show. Good morning, Chip.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. What's going on in Pittsburgh today?
Well, we just had a torrential rainstorm pass through downtown where you couldn't see the buildings of the ballpark. That's cleared. So I think we're going to have baseball. And I'm so grateful that you guys called when you did, because you rescued me from the last 10 minutes on the treadmill. So I'm really, really excited to be with you guys.
Oh, well, that was nice of you to let us interfere.
Hey, don't even seem out of breath.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Obviously.
I'm out of words, if not out of breath. But no, it's a great way to start the day, and hopefully the Cardinals will do a little better tonight than last night. That was rough.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Chip. This team, and now it's happened a couple of times in the last week, but very rarely are they out of a game. You know, usually when they get late eighth or ninth inning, they're within a couple. There's an opportunity to win, even if they don't, but they've had just a few of those, like a 7-0 blowout or 6-0, which happens sometimes. But how come this team has been so good at staying close late, even if they don't win?
I just think it's mindset. It starts with Ollie and the coaching staff, and then it trickles down, obviously, to the players. These guys are being given a remarkable opportunity to show what they can do at the major league level, and by and large, all of these youngsters are doing that. And look, the Cardinals, historically, as you guys know, they've had star players. They've had established star players for a long time. This is a different way of going about business. Well, let's see if our own homegrown guys can turn into those stars. I mean, Albert Pujols is really the last homegrown middle-of-the-order right-handed hitter the Cardinals have developed in the last 25 years. And maybe Jordan Walker is going to be that guy. Maybe not. Maybe J.J. Weatherholt will be that guy. Maybe not. We don't know, but that's the whole purpose of this season. And to that end, these guys grind out every pitch, every inning, every at-bat, and every game. And it's really, really been fun to watch how hard they play and how they give the opponent a hard 27 outs every single day. And that's a style of play that I think fans can relate to, and I hope they continue to, because this is a fun team that right now is in the playoff picture, and I don't think anybody expected that to be the case when we broke camp in Jupiter.
You know, you hear this a lot over the years, and it's one of the most common baseball cliches, and it's one pitch at a time. They take it one pitch at a time, one at bat at a time. You know, you hear that, and you hear it so much it almost loses meaning. Is there something different, though? I mean, if you really break it down, is there something different about how the Cardinals approach it as opposed to maybe how some other teams approach it?
I can't speak to what other teams have done. I can speak to what I've seen in my 3 years here with the Cardinals, and this team is different than other ones. I mean, if you look back at the last 2 years, specifically 2 years ago, if it was 3-0, 4-0 in the third inning, the game was pretty much over. And I think everybody sensed that, right? They were just so offensively and pitching challenged. It was just a real struggle to mount any kind of a rally. This year's team, I think if they fall behind early, okay, no big deal. We know our bullpen is going to be good. We know our starting pitcher will stabilize, and we know we can hit. And I think that gives them a great deal of confidence. The game in Cleveland is, I think, a perfect encapsulation of that. They're down 5-1 in the middle innings of the game. And 2 years ago, that game's over. But Alec Burleson, with two outs, bloops a hit to left. You score two. You make it a three-run game. And then the next inning, they score four runs, take the lead, and then get an add-on run or two late in the eighth or ninth inning and put the game away. That's the thing that makes this team so fun. They don't always win, but they always seem to give us a finish. And as someone who's in the entertainment business, I mean, there's nothing better than that than to have a compelling nine innings, win, lose, or draw. And I think, by and large, over the first 85, 86 games of the season, the Cardinals have done that and more.
Chip, the Cardinals have been winning a lot of their games of late, but in their past four losses, those losses have all been in games started by a left-handed opponent. Is that a trend or a mere coincidence?
I think it's a trend right now because this team's very left-handed. Some of our lefties can hit left-handed pitching pretty well. Other guys struggle. The Cardinals certainly are going to miss Ivan Herrera, who was having a fantastic season, and you lose a powerful line drive, hard hit ball guy who hits from the right side of your lineup. You're going to miss that, and the Cardinals are going to miss that for the next several weeks. That's a big, big loss. Not having Jordan Walker as a threat in the lineup is a loss. He could be back on Friday when we play the Cubs, but let's be honest, Jordan hasn't had a very good year offensively, and he hits right-handed pitching better than lefties. So I think if you look at what the Cardinals need at the moment, someone who can hit left-handed pitching more consistently. Who that is, I don't know. Where they get that, I don't know. But I think when you look at what we're seeing, you know, last night, Andrew Heaney, a had given up 14 runs in his last two games, and he almost no-hit us. Shota Imanaga in St. Louis for the Cubs was absolutely unhittable for the Cardinals. That's not to say it's a long-term trend, but it's certainly something that's on the radar because, as you know, as closely packed as this divisional race is, that's how teams are going to attack St. Louis. They're going to throw as many lefties at this group as they can and see if that's the winning formula. Hopefully, we'll be able to counterpunch and counterman that.
Historically, it is not like Paul Skeens has been bad against the Cardinals, because he hasn't. He's actually pitched well against them. However, the Cardinals have won all four of the decisions that he has. Why does that happen? What is it? Is it just like, I mean, Amy said, is that a trend or is that coincidence?
Well, I think in the first part of the season for Paul Skeens, he was a great pitcher pitching for a bad team that couldn't score. That's not the case right now. I mean, the Pirates have scored 37 runs in their last four games. And for Paul Skeens, kind of like what we said about Eric Fetty last night, who, by the way, he didn't pitch well. He'd be the first to say that to you. But Eric has had zero margin for error in almost all of his starts. The Cardinals have scored two runs or less, I think, in 9 of his 16 starts this year, which is a really, really tough way to pitch. For Skeens, it's been kind of the same thing. The Cardinals have found a way to keep the game close, and then he has to make one pitch, and he makes one mistake that costs him a run or two runs and ultimately the decision or the game. So the guy's a phenomenal talent. It's a guy that I would pay money to go watch pitch. I hope he has a bad night tonight, obviously. But I think it's just one of those weird quirks of baseball that, for whatever reason, the Cardinals have been fortunate enough to get that one big hit, that one big moment that turns the tide for them, and they've beaten him 4 times, and tonight would be a great time to make it 5.
We are talking with Chip Carey, who is on the TV call on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Cardinals continue their series against the Pirates, and, you know, they're in a stretch of games here where they've played a lot of Central Division. Well, really, they played the Cubs a lot. They've got the Pirates. Now they have the Cubs again coming up over the weekend. And we are also now within, 30 days of the trade deadline. So, I mean, as you take a look ahead, how important are the next couple of weeks in determining what the team ends up doing at the deadline or prior to?
These are huge series coming up. If you look at the series on paper, you've got the Pirates, then you've got the Cubs. We go home and play the Nationals, who've struggled, and the Braves, who are having all kinds of problems in 2025. And then right after the break, Arizona, half their team is hurt. And then you go to Colorado, and yes, it's Coors Field, but the Rockies are having a miserable season too. Human nature being what it is, so often you find teams and players that sort of lose focus around the All-Star break. Hey, I want to get home, want to get away from the game, spend some time with family, and just decompress from baseball. And then are sometimes slow to come back from that once the games resume after the All-Star festivities, which this year in Atlanta, that's not going to be a problem for this Cardinals team. Oliver Marmol has made it a point to tell the guys, hey, look, this is the time to really drop the hammer. And teams that are out of it, if you can jump on them early, you can really take away their will to continue the fight in that particular game. And so these days ahead of the All-Star break and immediately right after are prime opportunities for the Cardinals to do exactly what you're talking about, make the front office make some tough decisions. And as I said, as it stands now, they can always use more arms. They can always use some more offense. And bullpen arm especially would be a really welcome thing this time of year. But that's up to Mo and his staff. And really, it's up to the players to force the front office's hand. And if they do, I think we'll all be very, very excited about the final couple months.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think a lot of question marks going into the season for the Cardinals. And now they could be in, they're in the playoff hunt, but you could also kind of say that about the Central Division in general. I think it was kind of poo-pooed at the beginning of the season, but
it usually is.
But here you have a pretty competitive division.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Amy, because there was a stat I saw yesterday that if you look at records outside the division, right? I mean, the Central playing the National League East, the AL East, and all the other divisions, the winning percentage of the National League Central is higher than every other division in baseball outside of their own division.
Wow.
Which speaks to the quality and the breadth and depth of the talent in this league. And, that's why I think this race is going to be so, so fun, excluding the Pirates, who, barring a miraculous comeback in the second half, are probably not going to be competitive. But you can make a very strong case for or against every other team in the National League Central to either winning the division or making the playoffs as a wild card team. And that's really all you can ask, right? Give yourselves a chance. And to the players' credit, they have done that. Ollie and his staff have done a masterful job of keeping the starting rotation upright and pitching pretty darn well. They've done an excellent job of keeping bullpen usage at a reasonable rate. And the guys at the plate are swinging the bats really, really well and playing with a lot of confidence. This is a fun team. I'm really proud of these guys, and I hope our fan base feels exactly the same way, because they truly do care about the name on the front more than they do about the one on the back. And in this day and age of professional sports, I think that's really refreshing.
Chip, appreciate it. Good to talk to you, and enjoy the ball game tonight.
Sounds great, guys. Good chatting with y'all.
Cardinals TV announcer for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. That is Chip Carey with us here on KMOX. Don't forget, it's Ollie Day.
Ollie Marmol
joins the Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. We have him every Tuesday, and he talks to us like a good 30, 40 minutes. So Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, and me with the Cardinals manager, Ollie Marmol, today at noon. Also, you can, if you want to participate, you have a question you want to ask, go ahead and text us that question or drop a voice message on the Odyssey app. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, the Gas House Gang, you can comment there. And Ollie sees them, by the way. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX. Amy cannot talk right now
because she is
eating a donut with a spoon.
Donut is covered in icing and mini M&Ms.
Okay, well, all donuts are covered with some sort of icing.
Not true.
Except for the cake donut.
Yeah,
which
love
nobody,
cake donuts.
Nobody likes that one.
I love cake donuts. Well,
of course you would.
And a lot of donuts have glaze, not icing.
Can we talk about the spoon, though? I don't want to get into a whole thing, but why are you using a spoon? Is it because there was nothing else available?
Because, as you know, I don't use things that other people use at work. And there were plastic forks.
You're using that microphone.
Plastic spoons by Clorox.
You're sitting in that chair.
I Clorox that too. So there's plastic forks, plastic spoons, and metal knives. Well, I'm not using a metal
knife. But you do recognize that's worse than the Seinfeld eating Snickers with a knife and fork thing. You're eating a donut with a spoon.
I cut it with a spoon.
Okay.
I'm not like scooping out the donut. But now that you brought that up, I might do that.
We have asked you a question on our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX.
Yep.
Of course it's posted.
In a good way this time.
Yes. And no criticism this time.
Oh, he will not be criticized. Here's the question of the week. We have a question of the week every week at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. And the question is, how do you greet your coworkers every day? And the reason we brought this up is because we were talking earlier about how when I walk into our shared office, I just kind of look at the two of these people, like Matt and Amy.
The two of these people. You know what? You got a real you people attitude lately.
Yeah. So I look at
you
these people.
Yeah.
Amy and Matt, and I just keep walking and go to my little desk. I don't say hi. I maybe make eye contact, but not usually.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's something wrong with me.
Obviously there is.
The question on Twitter is, how do you greet your coworkers every day? You have four responses. It can be a hello, a greeting like hi, hey.
Oh, hello.
Or it can be, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Or a nonverbal acknowledgement like a head nod. Or a wave, or nothing, just keep walking. That's one of the options.
Yeah.
So go and vote on our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX. Question of the week. How do you greet your coworkers every day?
Yeah.
My contention is I talk to these people so much. We're here for several hours talking. We're texting with each other.
Constantly.
Why do I need to greet you when I come in?
I think
isn't that good enough?
I think we're all doomed. Our lives are doomed. Relationships are doomed because this stupid group of three people, and sometimes Steve, our boss.
He interjects himself.
We are in constant text. So Matt Pajeski, I don't want to speak out of school, but you have something tonight.
I have something tonight? Oh, yeah, I've got a date.
Yeah, he's got a date tonight. He's taking a lady out. Yeah. And guess what's going to happen? His phone is going to blow up from you and me and Steve. Did you get this guest? What do you think about this? I think we should talk about this. Constant. Like, every time I go anywhere, my phone is blowing up from these two boogers. Always. It's constant.
Is Steve a booger? You putting him in the mix?
He's a bug.
Is our boss, our boss is in there?
Yes. He texts at midnight and 3 a.m. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. And then he's here at 6. I don't know what he does.
When I got here this morning, he was already leaving. I don't know if he spent the night here.
He probably did.
But basically, why would, like to Ranji's point, why would we say hi to each other? I talk to them more. I guarantee you, we talk to each other more than anybody talks to their spouses or kids or anything. It's constant.
Listener Amy is watching. Actually, she's a viewer. She's watching on YouTube right now. Says, I've been working from home since the start of COVID, so I don't greet any coworkers. I haven't seen them in over 5 years.
That's
okay,
insane.
Good for you, Amy.
That's insane.
Well, I mean, I don't... wouldn't you have to, like, go in every now and then just to,
you would think so.
To you know, show face?
I like the idea of factory workers working from home. They, like, each, like, build little things.
And then mail it in.
We have a voice message from a factory worker.
Oh.
Jim.
When I was working at the factory, I would say hi to coworkers every day because it brightened up both our days.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's, see, what a nice attitude to have
like
when you go to
thank
work.
Thank you. You're a better person than Ronji is.
You know, because when I walk in and I see Amy and Matt, I go, oh, God, here we go.
I know. He does.
Here's how this is going to go. Ugh.
Listen, I just cannot emphasize enough how much we all communicate.
I mean, it's a lot.
It's disruptive. When you finally find a lady, you're going to find that it's intrusive. And it's going to ruin your night.
I know.
And Matt, I hate to break it to you, but it's not going to go well tonight. Because your phone's going to blow up.
Hold on. His date's not going to go poorly because we're texting. It's going to go poorly because of him.
No. No, I think Matt's a catch.
He's going to blow it.
I think he's a great
Where'd you meet this lady?
Guy.
Oh, you know, the church. The CYO.
You met her at church?
No. She's a friend of a friend.
CYO. Cover your...
Friend. Catholic youth organization.
Oh.
No, she's
you're not Catholic.
I'm not.
He's Lutheran, which is Catholic light.
Okay.
At any rate, when you have to respond to these texts, it's invasive.
No, I believe that. That's why I don't sometimes.
I mean, yesterday we knew all day that he wasn't wearing underpants because he's texting us about it.
You're welcome.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.